As I said, an amazing AFL Grand Final on Saturday night in WA as the Melbourne Demons put aside 57 years of going without a premiership to take the flag with what turned out to be a dominant performance against the Western Bulldogs. Let's get the thoughts of SEN 1116 SEN's host down there in Melbourne, Dwayne Russell. Dwayne, morning. Welcome to the program.
Matty, great to have a chat to you after a massive weekend.
Wasn't it huge and wasn't it fantastic? What are your thoughts on the grand final that WA delivered? In my opinion, they delivered a beauty.
Yeah, I think they realised it was a one-off showcase and they gave it everything they possibly had. And I think the game sort of gave us everything we could possibly want. The best team all year ended up winning, so you can't complain too much about that. They were the best team for the majority of the season, finished the end of the year on top. And they were the best team for longest in the grand final. The Dogs, you know, they had a quarter and a half where they owned it, and it was nice to see that as well. But Melbourne, for the majority of the game itself, were the better team. And I think we kind of got, even though the margin blew out at the end, I think as a spectacle of the game, the way it was played for the majority of it, the hardness, the toughness, it was high scoring as well. So it had some good marks, some great goals. It really gave us a great showcase.
Melbourne have this incredible ability, don't they? And the best teams do, of turning it on when they need to. Did you get that feeling there that when they hit go, that the Bulldogs must have thought, gee, that happened really quickly. We were all of a sudden out of this game in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. We see it with a lot of sports where, you know, there are teams that can play at a level and they play at that level, but only for short periods of time. The best teams can play at a level for the longest period of time. And they kept that level, even when the Dogs were dominant. Melbourne still weren't playing bad. It's just that the Dogs were playing brilliant football. And, yeah, they upped the ante. When Melbourne all of a sudden found another gear, the Dogs didn't quite have that gear to go to. It was, I think, a surprise to all of us that Melbourne found that next gear and started to run away with the game so in such a dominant fashion in a short period of time. For 15 minutes, they played the best football that's been played all year. So it was a beautiful thing to see them lift to another level and give us that kind of footy to watch.
What do you think you take out of that if you're a Western Bulldogs fan?
I think you take out of it a bit of pride that you were the second best team in the comp all year, and you produced something close to your best for a period of time in the grand final to the point that you should be confident you can replicate it. A lot of their players played pretty well. You know, Marcus Bontempelli had a period of time where he looked like he was going to be the Norm Smith medalist. He changed the game, Marcus Bontempelli. I think they've got a lot going for them, the Dogs. Yeah, in the cold light of day, you're going to wake up and think, gee, you know, there was a grand final. We could have won. And, you know, maybe we could have done this. Maybe we could have done that. I'd rather, if you're a Dog, once you get over the disappointment, look at the glass as being half full and say, hey, we did a lot right this year. You know, let's think about all the great stuff. Think about what we could do in the future. Work out why we were deficient, what areas. You know, go and recruit another ruckman, perhaps, or at least they've got one in the draft. Young Darcy's coming to the club, but they've got a couple of holes to fill to go to that next level, to go to Melbourne's level, and that's what everybody's going to be doing now. I think the other thing that, not just with the Dogs, but with Geelong and Port Adelaide, they can look at that game and say, I don't think we would have beaten Melbourne. I think they were the best team. So everybody else, you know, in the end, I don't think anybody can say that they left the premiership on the table. The best team won it.
So if the Melbourne Demons are clearly the benchmark, they have been all season and they were so dominant in the end in this grand final, and you'd expect them to keep going at least for the next year or so. What are the other teams in the league, Dwayne, have to do to change their game to become the Melbourne Demons?
I think this unity as a team has been something, the selflessness, Melbourne's talked about it a bit. They were a good team a couple of years ago, but they didn't have the selflessness. So I think being able to, you know, you might think your teammate's about to win the ball on the wing, so you let him go in that one-on-one, but sometimes teams just run to support. Players just run to support just in case. It's unrewarded running a lot of it, but you're just there for assistance for that 1 in 10 that the ball bounces the wrong way and suddenly it's a 2-on-1 because you work your backside off to help your teammate. I think there's a lot of that with Melbourne. I don't think some teams, you know, don't do it as well, I suppose. It's that team unity. Now, sure, they've got all the nuts and bolts to be a great unit, Melbourne. They've got great players like Petrarca. They've got a great captain like Max Gawn. Clayton Oliver, he's only going to get better, Clayton Oliver, in time. And also, you know, guys like Bailey Fritch have become stars as well. I mean, Bailey Fritch, 6 goals in a grand final. So these guys got the chance in the final series to do it for the first time, I suppose, prove themselves to people for the first time. And they've not just proven to everybody. They've proven to themselves, I've got this level next time we get to the final. So, yeah, it's a bit of recruiting, but it's a bit of formula, I think, as well for Melbourne. These guys know each other and love each other so much.
It's a long time. 57 years is a long, long time to wait. What happens when the Cup comes back?
Well, that's where Melbourne's missed out. I suppose lockdown been a real killer for that excitement factor. But I think we're going to see the love. You know, come round one, round two next year, if stadiums are full in Melbourne and the Demons can bring their fans back to the games, I think round one, the unfurling of the flag, we'll see that emotion relived. I think that's the one we're going to look forward to, the unfurling of the flag in front of 100,000 at the MCG. I think that'll give us a moment that, you know, it won't replicate the moment we lost by not having the grand final win at the MCG, but it will give us a moment to remember, at least with the flag being unfurled in Melbourne.
Yeah, and as somebody who's played the game at the highest level and been involved in the game all your life, and obviously the Melbourne Cricket Ground is the home of the AFL Grand Final and should be, but I think when you look over the last couple of years, circumstances out of their control, they haven't really missed a beat, do you think, Dwayne? Like, it was a success at the Gabba, it was a success over there in Perth, it'll always be a success at the MCG. I think the AFL, in times of any crisis, touch wood that we don't get any going forward, know that they've got options that will work.
Well, I think they also know that fans, doesn't matter what sport you love, whether it's rugby league, AFL, whatever it is, you've got that passion there that you just need to, the AFL needs to understand, and I think every sport needs to understand, how do we still bring that passion out? So it's COVID time, yes. So I think they have given other states the opportunity to just, you know, footy states to absolutely live it and love it. And I think they also saw an opportunity to grow the game in Queensland when they had the grand final at the Gabba. So, yeah, they have been pretty clever, the AFL, in the way they've been able to do that. But the bottom line is they've kept fans engaged. I think that's the critical time. I mean, we see it with business, we see it with a lot of things in COVID. If you can at least keep fans that have got that passion for the game engaged to the point that there's hope and there's a belief that you know, you've got a competition that's still going to thrive for you when you can get back. You know, I think that's been the thing in Melbourne that I sense from this as well. The light at the end of the tunnel now that we can go to the footy next year is something pretty exciting. And giving a grand final to Perth in the meantime to see what they did with it, you know, it was a nice thing to give them the chance to host one.
Yeah, a season like no other and a grand final like no other. Great to catch up, Dwayne. Looking forward to having a chat on your show very soon.
Hey, I love it when you come on, so look forward to talking to you in the summer. Thanks, Matty. See ya.
He is a good man, Dwayne Russell, and you can find his show, of course, just tune into the SEN app. You've got your complete selection there. You can get in touch with us via text or one touch to make a phone call through the app or 1300 01 117.